You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey, eh?
God bless football, Stugatz.
Billy?
Yeah. We're here.
The Dolphins choked last night.
you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess maybe.
Yeah, we're tired, by the way. We had a watch-along, a Danning cast last night as the Dolphins play the Buffalo Bills. They lost. They're still in the playoffs. Bills get the 2 seed. Dolphins are the 6 seed. They'll travel to Kansas City this weekend to take on the Chiefs. I personally think that's a good matchup for the Dolphins. I shouldn't be saying that, especially after I just read these numbers. I'm going to give you some numbers. The Dolphins, during the regular season, 1-5 with a minus 91 point differential against playoff teams.
You saw that stat on Twitter too, huh?
Only the Giants and Commanders were worse than the Dolphins, Billy. Hmm. Yeah.
I have exciting games for you.
Not much to say. To me. I mean, he's tired. It's okay. We're both tired.
I'm
punch drunk.
Feeling pretty good today.
Okay.
Monday afternoon. I'm ready. I'm right. Good to go.
Yep. You're right. We got through most of Monday. You're right.
Yeah. Well,
Not as much
can be said for many NFL coaches.
How do you feel? Just before we get to your, you have a couple of things.
Yeah, I have lots of things today. We have a game called If the Season Ended Today that we're going to play today.
Nice.
I have a list of NFL players who had bonuses on the line in Week 18. Oh. Did they get it? Did they not?
Wow.
Yeah. Do you have any top fives today?
I don't, but I can come up with one quickly. I think Fuentes has a top five. I did 4 top fives during our watch along last night. Yeah. So
they were great, by the way.
I thought that maybe you had some of those left over.
I can work on one, and okay. I will work on one. Okay, but I know Fuentes has one and made me laugh last night.
It's not really a top five. It's more like five observations.
Okay,
in a way. So, right. But we'll call it a top five.
Okay, Billy.
Yes. Well, hold on. We buried the lead. Lucy's also going to be joining us.
Yes.
She's back. It's been a couple weeks since we've spoken to her.
There's more football tonight?
New game of Lucy or Goosey, maybe?
Ooh.
Oh, and I have my BBBBBs for the national championship game. I know what you're thinking. Last night, we did a watch along, as Stugatz mentioned, and we had 6 of them, one for each B.
Yes.
Went 4-2.
Nice.
The ones that I thought, one of the ones that I thought for sure was a lock was Josh Allen over half a rushing touchdown. I thought that one was a lock
for sure.
So did I.
Yeah.
That one didn't end up cashing in, but overall went 4-2. Good night. And we're going to have 3 more today for the national championship game. Happy national championship game day.
Can I guess the other one that didn't hit?
Yeah, yes, you can.
It's Braxton Berrios.
It was Braxton Berrios.
He needed 1 yard, I think.
No,
I think we were like 4 short, but that was the one. I had in the pre-watch along meeting that we had, which is like something that doesn't happen, I was actually consulting people on these picks. And it wasn't even consulting. It was like, these are the ones that I went with. And it's because like I want to root for Braxton. I want to have a guy that we're cheering for every sure. time something happens. And that was the guy that we went with. And I knew, and we talked about it, 13 and a half yards was like the perfect line. Because I think his max on the season was like 13.
Yeah, right? He had a 12-yard game and a 13-yard game.
I was actually
the people who set those lines, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. What I was actually looking for with him that I couldn't find a line on was I wanted to go over under return yards because he always fair catches it. So if it was like under 15, I probably would have taken the under on return yards for him because he's always fair catching it. Anyways.
Billy, we both like Tua. You and I have supported Tua here. We had him on last year at the Super Bowl. Just some numbers here quickly, courtesy of Adam Beasley.
I'm just letting you know. Yeah. I'm not going to let you do this to me.
I'm only pointing out these numbers because I know what's going to happen to Tua and the Dolphins today, and it drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's six games against playoff teams this year, five losses. Tua completed 65% of his attempts. He averaged 7 yards per pass, just under 7 yards per pass, seven touchdowns, six interceptions, and an 84.1 passer rating. I mean, it's, you know, he's going to get criticized. I'm not certain he shouldn't get criticized, but we'll see what happens in Kansas City. I do like the matchup. I mean, get the Chiefs early. How about that? I mean,
well, the weather's going to be brutal. I think it's going to be in the negatives when you factor in like wind chill. So
we get Mostert back. We have HN. I mean,
hopefully you get Mostert back. Hopefully you get Waddle back if you're a Dolphins fan. Like, there's going to be a, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And a shock to no one, Arthur Smith was was fired while you were sleeping. So, Billy.
Why did that happen at like 12:05 a.m.?
Why not? Is the question.
It's a dump. Why not?
It's terrible. Yeah.
What did you guys think of the ending of that game, the Falcons Saints? I'll tell you what happened. So at the end of the Falcons and Saints,
for those of you who don't know
what happened, the Saints, I believe, intercepted the ball. They got it down at the 1 yard line, and the call was victory formation. And then they decided, you know what?
We're scoring.
We're gonna run a play here. And we're going to get a touchdown.
They wanted to get a touchdown for, I believe it was Jamal Williams.
Correct.
Which was his only touchdown of the season.
Last season, he led the league in rushing touchdowns. This season, he had zero touchdowns. So that was going to be his touchdown for the season, which was obviously very disappointing and a surprise for him. And that was not the call. Jameis Winston and the team seem to have taken it upon themselves to make that call.
Yes, because Dennis Allen, the Saints coach, came out afterwards and said, that's not me, that's not us, we should have taken a knee, and he apologized, essentially, to the Falcons and Arthur Smith. Jameis Winston, I think he thinks he's the starter on that team.
He definitely seems to be the leader. He's the public leader, anyways. Whenever there's something going on, Jameis Winston is in the center of it, which, by the way, I think Derek Carr kind of likes. Derek Carr's kind of like, you want to go out there and you want to do all this crap? Go right ahead. I don't care.
I mean, the way Derek Carr played this season, I mean.
If you're Jameis Winston, what better way to ingratiate yourself with your teammates than to give them the stats that they want? Like, hey, you want a touchdown? I'm going to give you a touchdown.
Yep. That's it. When reporters go to the locker room afterwards, though, Billy's right. It's like Derek Carr. No one talks to Carr. Everyone goes to Jameis because they know Jameis is going to talk and never stop.
The sound bites are better. Yeah.
In fairness.
I mean, Jameis.
Come on. Yeah.
I just came up with the top five, by the way.
Did you?
Top five matchups I am most excited about. How about that?
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. Yep. Super wild card weekend coming up. You want to get to your bonuses, or do you want to do, if the season ended today, Lucy going to join us in a couple of minutes here to get us ready for the national championship game tonight.
Why don't we do this? Why don't, in the time that we have before Lucy joins us, do if the season ended today, but only one conference? You want AFC or you want NFC?
Ooh. Mikey A, you have a preference? AFC?
AFC. Okay. Give me the AFC.
All right. Fuentes, you in on this? If the season ended today, okay?
If the season ended today, on the day the season actually ends. Okay,
now,
I like that.
Season ended yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if it ended today, right?
Pardon me. Season didn't end today.
Pardon me. This is
that's a good point. It didn't end today. You're right.
So these would be the playoff matchups if the season ended today. Yeah. Got it. Okay. All right.
So if the season ended today, the number five seed would be the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
And they would be playing on the road against the number four seed. the Houston Texans.
Wow.
Hypothetically, wow. Saturday at 4:30 on NBC.
And hypothetically, if Joe Flacco was to win that game, he'd go to Baltimore to take on the Ravens next week.
Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
No, not necessarily.
Things could happen.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Once, you know.
All right. Wow. That's first off, it's such a great game. CJ Stroud is so good. The fact that they won that division, they were not in the playoffs when the weekend started, and they won that division and got the four seed.
Can I tell you what I was doing this weekend during the Texans game?
Yeah. Really tough game. I actually like the Browns in that game.
I was kind of, because you've been just, and it's like, CJ Stroud.
He's great.
I know, but I don't think you've actually watched like a full CJ Stroud game. So I was like,
I had him on my fantasy
I was
team.
Just looking for one thing to happen in the game. And me and Fuentes were texting.
I get a random text from Billy. I'm tired of CJ Stroud.
Listen, that was a private text that you weren't supposed to reveal. That was just between the two of us.
Why are you tired of him?
It was just between the two of us. The text was something along the lines of, I'm over the CJ Stroud. Exactly. And then when I texted him after that, I believe was, guy has one pass and that's it. That's it. Because it was like in the first quarter.
Yeah, 175-yard touchdown.
Yeah, it was the first offensive play of the game, I believe, for the Texans.
Yeah, but it was a little slow after that, and then business picked up.
Yeah, but when it mattered most, he got him a tutty.
Listen, they're a playoff team.
They are. I'm taking the Texans in that game at home over the Browns.
Really?
Yes, I am. I believe in CJ Stroud.
Shocker. Hold on.
Struggle to beat Gardner Minshew, and you think he's going to go run away from Myles Garrett?
He beat Gardner Minshew on the road in a big spot in a must-win game, and he drove him down the field in the fourth
quarter. And you think he's going to beat an elite like Joe Flacco?
Exactly. Thank you, Mikey. Sorry. Thank you.
Sims called him a Hall of Famer.
Super Bowl champion Joe Flacco, I'll have you know.
Did Sims say he's a Hall of Famer if he wins this Super Bowl or makes it to the Super Bowl?
He said he's already right there in the conversation.
I agree.
He's
already
closer
right
than we think.
Which is insane. And by the way, when we were looking over the QB comps,
yes,
and we found Marcus Mariota for him. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Marcus Mariota.
Yep. Speaking of Sims' opinions, Trevor Lawrence, not good. Enough of him.
I was about to say, tough weekend for our friend Sims with that Trevor Lawrence take.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yep. All right, let's move on here in the AFC. So I have the Texans. Fuentes went with the Browns. Mikey, who you taking in that game?
I'm sad that one of these storylines is going to end. I'll take the Browns.
Well, if the season ended today. I mean, that's, you know.
If it ended today.
Okay.
All right, so we talked about Dolphins and Chiefs already. If the season ended today, the number 6 Miami Dolphins would be in Kansas City at number 3 Chiefs Saturday at 8:15 on Peacock. If the season ended today, the number 7 Pittsburgh Steelers would travel to the number 2 Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
Why do
Sunday
I think
at 1 p.m.
I think the Steelers could win that game.
I do too.
Right? It's crazy.
I do too.
Well, no, it's football.
But it's Mike Tomlin. Like,
yes.
Mason Rudolph, a thing. Like,
the running game is really, really good. Right. The offensive line is really, really good. Buffalo is the biggest favorite of the weekend. I think they're -9.5 early lines here. So I think Buffalo wins the game, but I do think it's going to be a very close game.
They got banged up last night too, the Bills. You have to check out some of those injuries.
Gabe Davis is hurt, which might be a good thing for Buffalo. I don't know.
Addition by subtraction.
Some weeks it is, some weeks it's not.
He's not that bad. I don't know why Sims hates him so much.
Because Billy, he tripped over his own feet last night.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
He also has this thing where he scores 4 touchdowns in one game and then does nothing for half a season.
You know what I think it is? I think that Chris Sims is so in love with Josh Allen.
He always wants to blame somebody else.
He wants to blame somebody else. And he wants Gabe Davis to be something Gabe Davis is not. And it's like, he's Gabe Davis. Okay? We don't need to hate Gabe Davis for being Gabe Davis. Who else is he going to be?
You can only be who you are.
Exactly right. Some weeks he's okay. Some weeks he's dreadful. But other weeks he's great. Like Wentz said, some weeks he has 4 touchdowns. He's Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
I think Sims hates when people he preys on somebody. He has to drag it down. He's like, no. You guys are all wrong. This guy's not that good.
Wow.
So everybody was like, oh, Gabe Davis, a sneaky fantasy guy this year. Right. He's like, no, Gabe Davis sucks.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Gabe Davis, too, is that then there's the whole Josh Allen's not that good, and his whole thing is, well, Josh Allen doesn't have any pieces besides Stephon Diggs. So if Gabe Davis proves himself to be a piece, then that take is wrong.
Yeah. Josh Allen was getting clobbered on social media last night.
Really? I mean,
and then they won the game, and then everyone was praising Josh Allen for being a gamer because that's how we do it. That's how the media does it. We're lazy. Is there any more games?
Well, that's it for the AFC, and then the Ravens have a bye.
All right.
And then depending on who wins. So, wait, you think the Steelers might win?
I think Buffalo's going to win, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than the spread. So I think Buffalo by 3 or 4 points.
And you think Houston's going to win?
I think the Texans are going to win,
And then Dolphins, Chiefs, you think?
I think the Dolphins are going to win.
You think the Dolphins are going to win? Yeah. Wow. So then the Dolphins, in your scenario, would then travel to Baltimore.
Right. Yeah.
The Bills would host the Texans.
Complete murderer's row for the Dolphins if they get to the Super Bowl.
Unless the Steelers win. The Steelers winning would be absolutely great for the Dolphins.
Well, yeah.
If the Dolphins win and the Steelers win, the Steelers then would go to Baltimore and the Dolphins would face either the Browns or the Texans, which would be
road game either
incredible.
Way.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time seeing Mason Rudolph winning in Buffalo against Josh Allen.
I have a hard time seeing the Steelers doing anything, and then they always do it. So it's like,
well, they don't always do it. They did it once.
I mean, but they're always in the mix. Like, it's crazy.
That's true. This Bills team, though, is not been consistent. Like, you could see the Bills having a dumb game and losing a dumb
game. They had
the
dumb game last night, and they still won, though.
But they're capable of having another dumb game.
Right.
Same thing
with the Ravens. The Ravens are just one bad game away. Well, every team is at this point.
Yeah. If the season ended today. We have a national championship game tonight. It is Washington and Michigan. Lucy has covered college football for us and the Dan Le Batard Network the entire season. She's great. She will join us next.
And we're back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back.
Yes.
Now, Mike, one time I want him to do this, and we don't respond to him just saying, and we're back.
Why? What if you said, God bless football, Billy Gill, and I didn't respond to you?
That would
feel
be
like
rude.
A dum-dum.
Yes, that
exactly.
Would be rude. But what if I didn't pick it up? Would you continue to talk eventually?
What do you mean eventually? Yes, I'm a seasoned professional.
Sorry.
I'm a television host.
And we're back.
Yeah, you are.
I apologize. Don't get mad at me.
All right. Now I'm just waiting for the question that you asked me that I'm not going to respond to, and I'm just going to stare blankly at you.
What was the question?
No, I'm telling you it's coming. At some point today, it's coming.
No, I responded. I said, what if one time I don't respond?
Nothing you can do about this.
Billy, stop it.
The wheels are in motion. There's nothing you can do now.
Can I tell you a frustration, Mikey, that Mike Fuentes and I felt today? So we did a watch along last night.
Yeah.
We gave away lots of things. If you want to win something, we should give something away again today. If you want to win something, tweet at us a picture of you subscribing to God Bless Football and we'll send you something. I don't know what it is.
All right. So tweet a picture of you subscribing to the God Bless Football feed.
Yeah.
Okay. Which Billy and Mikey A own. And so do it for them. Okay. No, I'm serious. Do it for all of us. Do it for this entire show. It would help us immensely. But go ahead. You were saying.
Oh, we'll give you something.
Right.
And Stugatz will sign it. Maybe that water bottle or something.
Okay. What was frustrating you this morning?
Well, we're here.
I already know the answer. But.
Stugatz stayed here. This studio has a hotel attached to it. He stayed at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we all drove home, came back in, and we're sitting around and we're like, where's Stugatz?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You were the last one arrive today.
His commute was bad.
And then when he got here, he goes, oh, parking in this garage is terrible.
That's the part. He complained about the parking. Yeah, he's been parked here since last night.
Listen.
He's been parked here last night, and not just that, and maybe I shouldn't reveal all this information. He has a parking space 4 feet away from the door. It is right next to the entrance to the studio. Yep. He's one of two people that has a reserved parking spot.
I will just say this. The Elster Hotel, which is beautiful, by the way, the parking garage elevator system is a bit confusing for me because it's only the second time I've stayed here. But here's the real reason. I forgot toothpaste.
I'm just also learning that's probably only the second time you've used the elevator that we have to use every day.
Yes, it's
that's
the second
crazy.
Time. I know. It's the second time I've used it, but I did bury the lead. I forgot toothpaste. So I started brushing with my finger. I forgot a toothbrush.
There's
I had toothpaste.
There's a hotel. You just ask them. They'll bring you toothpaste.
I
you
did.
Can go to the
Well,
lobby.
I brushed with my finger. It didn't feel right. It wasn't good.
Well, no, and then you forgot your toothbrush. If you forgot your toothpaste.
That's what he said.
I corrected
that's what he
myself,
said.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So then I called the lobby. I asked them to bring up toothpaste. I said, quickly, please. I have a show to do. And, you know, it took them like 10 minutes.
Why don't you just go down and get it?
My goodness.
Anyways.
Billy, my breath. I mean, what are you going to go down and say?
You couldn't figure out the elevators, Billy. Weren't you listening?
They are a little confusing, possibly.
Yep.
If the season ended today in the NFC, Stugatz.
This is so exciting.
Oh,
do you have Lucy or Goosey's for Lucy when she joins us?
I do, yes.
Oh, how exciting. Okay. If the season ended today in the NFC, the number 7 Green Bay Packers would go to Dallas to face the number 2 Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, revenge game for Mike McCarthy. What a great matchup. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Is that the... That's going to be the Sunday 4:30 spot, right?
Sunday 4:30 on Fox.
Yes. Packers and Cowboys. Jordan Love's good. I cannot believe the Packers are going to have three consecutive really good quarterbacks.
30 years of good quarterback.
It's unbelievable. Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love.
Have we decided he's good?
He's been good,
the
Billy.
The jury's been out on him.
I wasn't consulted
yet. It goes back and
yet.
Forth. It goes back and forth on him.
Got him into the playoffs.
Let me check out the numbers, though.
It's his first full season, and he got him in the playoffs. He rebounded. He had a couple bad games.
I'm checking
Rodgers
out.
Would have had him at the two seasons.
All right, so who do you guys like, the Packers or the Cowboys?
Well, I'm looking up Jordan Love's numbers. Okay, give me a second here. He had 32 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, guys. His first full year
good
starting.
Season.
I mean, it's pretty incredible. He's good. He's good. He's going to get better. I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys here, though.
Okay.
I am. Dallas at home is a different team. Well, they were good on the road yesterday against the Commanders, but they are a different team at home. I'm taking the Cowboys here.
All right, if the season ended today, the number six Los Angeles Rams.
Oh,
this is it.
Detroit. Yes.
This is a game. This is a game, right?
Yes.
If the season ended today.
If the season ended today.
I mean,
of course.
Right.
8:15 Sunday Night Football.
Wow.
Double revenge game.
This is for everything.
It well, not everything, but
a lot though.
A lot.
Yes.
Every single thing
is on the line.
Goff would rather win this game than the Super Bowl, I believe.
I don't. I don't believe that.
Well, Stafford finally win a playoff game in Detroit. I mean,
there you go. That's the story
that's
right there.
Question.
That's the story.
That's a good question. You found it. I did. It took you a second.
Yeah, but he got found there. It. He got like a true champion. He got there.
Oh,
took
you, man.
You think Dan Campbell cries if they lose?
Yes.
I do too.
Or if they win. I mean,
what do you think outside of football, he's like an emotional wreck? I think that he might be.
Yes.
Like he just goes and he starts walking through a park or whatever. He has like a little tiny dog, like a teacup Maltese or something. And then he's just like, dandelions. And he just starts like crying at like the sight of like a
irrational
flower.
Children
thing.
Are playing. And
I was furious.
It overwhelms him.
Yeah, I was furious with Dan Campbell yesterday when I saw Sam Laporta get hurt. There's no reason to play.
Oh, no, he played all the starters.
But why?
Put on the gas.
The whole game.
Yeah, and now you might have lost your best tight end for the whole playoff.
I know. He lost a wide receiver as well.
Exactly.
He
had to put on the gas. That's such a stupid thing to do.
He was locked into that position.
Yeah, I think
right?
he had like a 5% chance or something. I'm getting
he needed Washington. He needed Dallas and the Eagles both to lose. Yeah, the Eagles did lose.
Eagles did lose. So. Right.
But you're not, I mean, the Commanders. I mean, putting your faith in the Commanders, terrible.
Fair. Yeah. Fair. All right, so I'm going to. I'm going to take the Rams in this game. The Rams are, I mean, I like McVay. They've won a Super Bowl. Defense has been good. Williams, the running back, has been not good. He's been great. I'm going to take the Rams to upset the Lions here, and Dan Campbell's going to cry. How about that?
Okay. Mm-hmm. If the season ended today, the number five Philadelphia Eagles headed to Tampa to face the number four Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Baker Mayfield.
Which, by the way,
the Fighting Bakers.
You want to play the game of bonuses? Baker Mayfield yesterday, because of the fact that the Buccaneers made the playoffs, got a $2 million bonus.
Really?
$2 million yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
On a game that they won 9-0.
Doesn't even take into
account
what he's going to get in the offseason now.
I mean, his guts alone are worth $2 million.
Baker's going to be that guy that just bounces around from team to team, right? Well, I guess now maybe.
No,
he'll
I think
get,
he's found a home.
I think he found a home in Tampa. Yeah.
You think
for the next
they're going to
re-sign
him?
Yeah.
They have to, yeah. Mm.
I think he gets another one-year deal next year, and then, you know, they go from there after.
They're hosting a home playoff game. They won the division. That's worked out for Baker Mayfield and the Bucs.
I'd love to see Baker as a Raider.
Would you?
Oh, that'd be great.
Baker to Pittsburgh.
Oh. Ooh.
Facing the Browns twice a year?
I can see him as a Steeler.
Yeah. Who do you like in that game?
Who do I like in that game?
Yeah. It's a tough game. I mean, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl last year.
Man.
1-5 in the last six.
The Eagles
had some bad injuries,
off.
Though.
Bucs are at
too.
Home, but that, you know, the crowd will be 50% Philadelphia fans. I guarantee it.
Yesterday was an embarrassing day for the Eagles because it was a day that if you tuned in late, like I did, and you saw that the Giants were just destroying the Eagles, you're like, yeah, they just sat everyone. And it's like, oh, no, they didn't. They just got destroyed by the Giants.
They did. A.J. Brown got hurt.
And then I think Hurts has a thing with his hand.
Mm-hmm. Bad, it hurts.
Bad
yeah.
game
yeah,
hurts. For the Eagles.
Big loss.
You know what? I'm going to go Bucks.
Are you?
Upset.
You know, I'd be with you on the Bucks until they have a game to win a division and you put up 9 points against the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Not win to win.
I'm taking the Bucks as well.
I'll take the Eagles.
Eagles. All right. Thank you. Thank you for going opposite.
Took you 2 seconds to change that.
I like the Bucks. The Eagles have been bad. There's nothing else you can say. The last six games, they have flatly been bad. One of the worst teams in the NFL.
Bounce back game.
Just dreadful. Not a bounce back game. I think they're going to lose. And Sirianni might get fired. I mean,
he's not getting fired. He might.
Billy, he is starting to wear on the Philly fan base. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All his shenanigans, they're all good and fun when you're winning, going to the Super Bowl. But if you get bounced out first round in a year that you were supposed to go to the Super Bowl, you might get fired.
Yeah. Think he was yelling in the tunnel after yesterday's game like he did against the Chiefs? Or?
Why are you looking at me like that? I mean, what's the problem? A coach 1 year removed from making it to the Super Bowl can't get fired?
I like it.
Thank you.
That's your allies.
I needed one. And I found him.
All right. So then in this scenario.
You have never looked at me like that.
The Rams then go to San Francisco to play the 49ers.
Yeah.
And then you had the Bucks, right? The Bucks then go to Dallas to face the Cowboys.
Yes.
Interesting.
Rams 49ers. How about Kyle Shanahan get it done already, huh?
He's on the hot seat too, or?
Yes.
He's on the hot seat, too.
Yes. Okay. By the way, the Commanders fired Ron Rivera.
Shocker.
So all those rumors about Belichick and
maybe
he goes to Washington. I don't know why he would choose Washington. If I'm Belichick, I would wait and see what's available to me. It could be Dallas. It certainly will be L.A., I think. It could be Philadelphia when Sirianni gets fired. I would just wait around and see.
Are they going to let Eric Bieniemy get away from them?
That's a good question. But Bieniemy might go to Atlanta.
Yeah, I saw that he was on the short. That it's never good when you're on the short. It's never good if you're the current coach of a team when you hear that someone's on the short list when you haven't lost your job yet.
Right.
That was weird that Arthur Blank was in that press conference, right? Just
crying
kind of
too.
Sitting there crying. There's no way that you could feel good about
because he fired Arthur Smith.
He hadn't fired him yet. Arthur Smith was giving his press conference, and Arthur Blank is in the back crying like Dan Campbell looking at a dandelion.
I mean, he fires a coach every 2 years. You should be used to it by now.
Almost like a summer pastime for him.
Numb to it.
Yeah.
You think Arthur Smith keeps his job if Jameis Winston doesn't call that audible and score one more touchdown?
He knew he was getting fired, and he was just like, come on, guys. Today's going to be bad enough. You're really pulling this crap on me.
What are you doing, Dennis Allen?
Yeah, Dennis Allen. How about Dennis Allen? Control your team.
Right. Right, it's fair.
Control of your guys.
They should fire Dennis Allen for losing control of the team.
I'm with you.
In fairness.
He lost the locker room.
You don't control Jameis Winston.
Thank you, Mikey. I was going to say, you stole my thunder. You do not control Jameis Winston. Only Jameis controls Jameis, and I'm not even certain Jameis does. I mean, he just talks and doesn't stop.
Thinking back, Jimbo didn't even control Jameis. Jameis was suspended for a game. Jameis ran out on the field in uniform, ready to play. And it's like, Jameis, buddy, no. And he had to send him right back to the locker room.
You're Jimbo Fisher. Jameis made you $150 million.
That's an all-time.
Shut your mouth and let him play.
Man.
You got to send him a Christmas card for that.
You know what I wish? You know what I'm thinking we should do maybe for like the last segment of the show today?
What's that?
Top five Jameis Winston moments.
Okay. That's fair.
I feel like that one was on there.
You have your big board bets today?
I do. I have three.
All right, so Fuentes is a top five. Billy has big board bets. I think I'll have a top five. But next, Washington and Michigan tonight, national championship. We'll talk to Lucy about it. Is a big game tonight, national championship game. Lucy is in Houston. She is covering it. It is Michigan and Washington. Lucy, I want to get to your stories about how you got to Houston, your flight and all that, but I do want to ask you this because I wonder. I get sad towards the end of the NFL season. I love the NFL the way you love college football. And so I know you're excited for tonight's national championship game, but is there a part of you, Lucy, that is also sad that the season's coming to an end?
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. I took an entire week off of work last week. So I was like, I have to prepare for this mentally. I have to just like get myself ready for how sad I'm going to be. It'll hit me like third quarter, like just like the true despair and sadness. And then I'll have to like figure out a new personality and identity over the next like 8 months. And then we'll be back.
Does Houston feel like it's ready for a big national championship game tonight?
Not even a little bit.
No.
This is a horrible host site.
Really?
Just, it is not right. It is just like, it does not feel right. It's giant and spread out. We're lucky, like, we're staying pretty close, but like, it is going to be like a giant pain for people to get to the stadium. It's like really bad weather today. Like, vibes are off. Vibes are not good. Hmm.
Seems like this trip has not gone well for you so far.
No, it's gone as bad as it could have gone. Started off, we applied for the wrong game.
Oh.
We applied for the wrong national championship game. We applied for South Dakota State, Montana.
Get out of here. The Jackrabbits.
Yeah. Didn't even get it.
That was yesterday, right? Didn't even get it.
Wait, there is a credential for that game still sitting at the ticket office for you?
We never got confirmed, though. That's the worst part.
Oh, so you got rejected from the wrong national championship game.
Yeah. So we never got, like, officially rejected, but we never got accepted. So I'm assuming we got rejected.
Right.
And so that was fun to deal with on and off. We, I was super excited about that one.
How did you discover that this was the wrong game?
So I was like, hey, it's really, when I was at the Rose Bowl, I was like asking around, I was like, have you guys been accepted for the national championship game? And everyone was like, yeah, we have. And I was like, it's super weird. We haven't heard anything back. And so I just like kept reaching out to the person who is in charge of doing that. And I'm like, it's really weird. We haven't heard anything back. Like, can you give me like some like a contact info for the people? And so they had called him a couple times. I called him and then he calls me back and he's like, I've talked to the person who's in charge of this. And I've made it clear, this is the wrong game. And I was like, The whole time I was so angry, blaming the College Football Playoff Committee, or they're not the committee that actually decides it, but the credential committee of the College Football Playoff. And yeah, so we found out, and thank you, Metal Arch, for still sending me and buying me a ticket.
All right. How was your flight?
And then when they sent me, I sat next to a kid who puked the whole flight.
What?
In a Connor Stallions t-shirt. And he like didn't even try to go for the bag. He just went for the seat back.
Wait, what?
And like tried to the plane.
Not in a bag. He puked on the seat.
Nope. And so it was me on the aisle, his dad in between us, and then the kid. So he just puked on like the seat/side of the plane.
Right.
And then they used like little Coke napkins to like clean it up. It was all to watch.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm laughing. It's just a kid in a Connor Stallions t-shirt on your plane puking. I mean, I'm not certain they have the puke bags anymore on planes, by the way. I don't know.
It was so funny.
They do.
Most of the puke bags, from my experience, they're filled with dried up gum, so you can't even open them.
That's what I use it for.
Why don't you? There were three puke bags on a row. I would have been happy to give mine up, but they just went straight for the wall. Did the self cleanup, which I respect, and then they were on my connecting flight to Houston.
Right.
Because you can't get a direct flight from LA to Houston, apparently. I don't know what that's about. And so then I'm waiting for my direct flight to Houston, and our photographer who comes with us is like, hey, just so you know, I'm in Houston. Our hotel does not exist. And I'm sorry, what? Hotel that we have booked for Houston closed 4 years ago. Don't know why they accepted us, but they did.
Who handled your travel arrangements?
Yep. And so then I was like, you know what? I'm having a really bad time. I don't have time to go get food. I'm going to go get myself a nice little donut, a nice little sweet treat so I feel better.
Right.
So I go get my donut. I'm feeling fine, judge free. And then someone tweets at me a Reddit post that someone had written about me going to get the donut. And I was like, can I have nothing?
Wow.
At a college,
it was not a good day.
I mean, the season's wrapping up. You're a disaster right now, an emotional wreck.
We haven't even talked about the game. We haven't even talked about how I'm going to feel tomorrow.
Was it a positive post? Were they like, oh, she was so lovely buying a donut?
It was like, why is she getting a donut at noon?
Oh.
Because I'm having a bad day. That's why I got the donut, and I wanted to do it in peace.
Who among us?
I love a good donut in off hours.
Yeah, it's great.
You know?
Right.
I also like the game where I try to figure out what time Dunkin' Donuts opens and closes. Like, because I'll drive by, and it's like, it's 4 in the afternoon, and this place is closed. But it's a breakfast place, so I guess that makes sense. But I still have no idea what their hours are.
I mean, some are 24 hours, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think they all close at like weird times. Well, was it like at an airport?
This was an airport. It was as open as possible.
Yeah.
It wasn't popular, which is why I got spotted.
But I think Dunkin' Donuts menus have expanded where some might stay open until
So
early
I just
evening,
I just Googled Dunkin' around us because they dropped the donuts. It's just Dunkin' now.
Right, Dunkin'.
So Dunkin', there's a Dunkin' around us that's 5 a.m. to 7 p.m., 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., and 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Takes the nights off.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, hey, there's a big game today, huh?
There is. Let's get to Lucy or Goosey right now, okay? Lucy, are you ready?
Yes.
Do you have anything for Lucy and anything for Goosey, or...
I have my wallet for Lucy, and I have this water bottle for Goosey.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. Are the two best teams in college football playing tonight for the national championship? Are you Lucy or Goosey on that statement? I'm going to say the two best college football teams are not playing for the national championship tonight. Lucy or Goosey?
I agree with you. I'm Goosey on that. I think it's hard to look at any team other than Georgia and say they're not the best team in college football. That doesn't mean I'm not excited for this game. It doesn't mean they don't deserve to be there. But, like, objectively, Georgia would probably beat both of these teams. But we got lucky, and that's not what happened. And now we get an SEC-less national championship, which, another quick travel story. I was very upset yesterday when I was dealing with all this and the plane landed and we're just trying to get off the plane and some Michigan fan stands up and gives some PA address welcoming Washington to the Big Ten, trying to get everybody to cheer on the flight.
Right.
It was awful.
I mean, listen, the Michigan fan base is so annoying. I got to be honest with you.
They're so annoying.
None of them are from Michigan. Most of them are from the Northeast. I am so tired of the Michigan fan base. I am. I'm tired of them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying it. I have been thinking it for weeks. Thank you.
No problem. What were you smirking at before? It was a clunky question.
You're out of practice. I was super confused.
I'm not out of practice. I'm exhausted.
Here's how this works. You say Lucy or Goosey. You just state a fact and then say Lucy or Goosey. Lucy is yes. Goosey is no. And then she just says yes or no. You turn it into this whole thing that's confusing. You start giving your thoughts and opinions.
You're right, yes.
Now you're ripping Michigan fans for some reason.
I confuse myself. I'm lashing out in all directions.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh is coaching his last college game. Lucy or Goosey?
That's how you do it.
Thank you.
This one is really tough. I'm going to go very casually Lucy on this one because I think Michigan will win. I don't say that with a ton of confidence, but if I think Michigan wins, I think he'll be fine with it. He'll leave. He'll go to the NFL, make a crap ton of money, and avoid all the NCAA investigations coming to Michigan.
If Michigan wins the national championship tonight, it will be vacated in 5 years. Lucy or Goosey?
The NCAA, sometimes they don't move that fast. So I think I'm going to go Goosey. Right. Not because I don't think it'll happen, but I think it'll be further down the road. This year is, we'll always have an asterisk, and that's awesome.
How far do I need to extend that out for you to say Lucy? Like
10 years. I think I could go 10 years.
So within 10 years, that national championship will be vacated.
Yeah, it'll be like the 8 or 9 year mark where they're like, hey, guys, you remember that? That was not okay.
Michael Penix is better than 75% of the quarterbacks who I saw play yesterday in the NFL. Lucy or Goosey?
Lucy as hell.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. He is amazing. He was so great against Texas. He is so fun. Like, he is like, absolutely. Are you kidding me? And also, the competition's not that stiff.
Lucy, it's interesting to me on Penix because he was not, at least coming into the season, he was not a guy projected to be in the first round. And in fact, as far as like 4 or 5 weeks ago, he still wasn't a guy projected to be in the first round. But after that semifinal game, everyone's talking about him maybe being the top quarterback, even over Caleb Williams, which I find hard to believe. But Penix is now suddenly a top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, Penix kind of had that like stigma of being a guy who was just like, he's going to be a really good college quarterback. Like, this is not a great comparison in the sense, but like, it felt like sort of similar vibes with what we saw from Max Duggan last year, where you're like, he's really fun in college. He's really great, but like, no one is really looking beyond college. But like, Michael Penix Jr. has all the talent in the world to be able to go to the NFL. And I think the only real concern you're seeing is just he has torn his ACL, I believe, 72 times. So that's the only real problem, but like, he's absolutely got the talent to play on Sunday. Outside of like Drake May and Caleb Williams, I don't know anyone else I would pick.
I would bet my own money if Georgia played either of these teams, I would bet my own money on Georgia. Mm. Lucy or Goosey?
Yeah.
Yes?
Lucy, hell, absolutely. Wow. Georgia would win and they would probably win big.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's tough.
It's football.
Definitely tough.
It really is. Next year, they'll be fine.
How are you feeling headed into next year? Next season in college football is going to be a lot different. No Pac-12, expanded playoffs. I feel like this is like, it's almost like the senior year. Like, we're graduating next year. We're headed off to adulthood.
Yeah.
It does feel like that. I think the Pac-12 is the only thing I'm going to be really, really sad about. I'm actually like, I don't love the 12-team expanded playoff, but I'm really excited for what that means for the regular season, because I already think the college football regular season means so much and more than most sports do. Like, it's going to be so intense the last month of the season when Ole Miss and Penn State are battling it out in the metaphorical Peach Bowl of getting into the playoff. I'm going to be sad to see a lot of these things change and end, but I think this year you've heard so much discourse about people being unhappy with bowl season and the transfer portal and opt-out and stuff like that. This is going to change a lot of that, so I think we're going to lose some things we love, but I think the sport's going to get better at the same time.
All right, quickly, Lucy, speaking of next year, Arch Manning will be the starting quarterback for Texas. Lucy or Goosey?
I'm really Goosey. Okay. Quinn Ewers is coming back, and that would be the right choice. Stick with Quinn.
All right, break down the game for us. Who do you think wins tonight?
I think Michigan wins, but I say that with so little confidence. My head saying Michigan, my heart saying Washington. Alabama's offensive line was disgustingly bad in the Rose Bowl, and they really hadn't seen it be that bad since probably the USF game. So I don't think that Michigan's defense is going to be able to have the pressure that they were able to get with Jalen Milroe. And I also think Michael Penix Jr. is far superior to Jalen Milroe, and the receivers at Washington are the best in the country. I think this game is going to be, if Michigan can hold Washington under like 30 points, Michigan will win. And I think that's a legit possibility. Their defense is really good. We're going to need JJ McCarthy to step it up. But I think Michigan wins, but I'm not the most confident in it. I will say, like, talking to fans, Washington fans don't think they're going to win, and Michigan fans don't think they're going to win. And I love that. I love this lack of confidence from everyone here. It makes me feel great.
All right, Lucy, you have done a tremendous job all season long covering college football for us. Enjoy the final game tonight. I know it's a sad night, bittersweet night for you, but enjoy it. Have fun. Enjoy it in the moment, Lucy, okay?
Bye, guys. Thank you.
She's crying already.
I know. It's really sad.
All right, thanks again to Lucy for joining us. National championship game is tonight, Washington and Michigan. I would take Georgia against both those teams. It's weird. Billy is getting his big board ready. He was 4-2 last night as we did a Sunday night watch along for the Dolphins and Ravens. He's getting his big board ready.
25-19-1 on the season.
Really?
Not bad.
If you were in a gambling state.
If I was in a DraftKings state,
right,
yeah.
Exactly right. But first, Mike Fuentes has a top five. What is the subject of today's top five, Mike Fuentes? We can't hear you.
My mic has to be on. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, so not really a top five, but, you know, top five observations, something along the lines of a top five. So number five.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. The name of the list is You'd Call Me Crazy If.
Okay.
You'd Call Me Crazy If.
You should have led with that. We would have done this in like the first segment.
This is such a great game. Really? Yeah. Wait. Yeah. let me hear it again.
Okay. You'd Call Me Crazy If.
Wow. I love this. Call Me Crazy If. Okay.
Number five.
Yes.
You'd Call Me Crazy If I told you the Dolphins would have to play a road playoff game because they blew a 14-point lead in 2 minutes to a Titans team that only won six games.
No one was worse.
I'd call you crazy.
The Titans really.
Yeah, Titans really stuck it to the Dolphins this year.
They did.
But would you call them crazy? Yesterday.
But would you call them crazy? Yeah. Like, if he said that to you at any point before that game, would you have called him crazy?
Yeah, that's why it's number five on the list.
All right. Correct. All right. But
I'd have to call
him
crazy.
Maybe not so crazy.
Number five on the list.
Number four.
Football happened.
You'd call me crazy if I told you the Jags would start 8-3 and miss the playoffs.
See, that's an example where I would not call you crazy.
Yes,
you 8-3.
You'd call him crazy.
8-3 in that division?
It's the Jaguars, man.
You'd call him crazy.
I know. Chris Sims thinks Trevor Lawrence is so good, you know? Number three.
Doug Peterson, watch out. I'm telling you right now. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd call me crazy if I told you that Mason Rudolph was a playoff quarterback in 2024.
Yes.
Number two.
You guys think they could hang with Buffalo?
They might. It's crazy. I don't know. You'd call me crazy if they told you they could probably hang with Buffalo in the playoffs. All right. Number two.
Yes.
You'd call me crazy if I told you that messed up that one. You'd call me crazy if I told you that three teams from the AFC North would make the playoffs. One of those teams would not be Cincinnati, and the Browns would start four quarterbacks this year.
That was a lot of you call me crazy is.
Right.
Jumbled up into one.
It's actually, like,
I want to argue with him, but I'd call him crazy.
Yeah, you call him crazy.
Now, do we know Burrow's hurt when you're making that comment?
No, it's the beginning of the season.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I would have called you crazy.
He was hurt at the beginning of the
season. You probably could have done it in week five when they were like 1-4. And
that's true.
Good.
That's true.
Yeah. With Burrow.
Okay. And the number one thing that you'd call me crazy if I told you that the rookie records for receptions and yards was held by a Hawaiian guy from BYU.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's probably the last.
But how many Hawaiian receivers? How many? First of all, how many Hawaiian receivers are there?
I would move that one.
How many Hawaiian receivers are there in the history of the NFL?
Five Hawaiian receivers.
Puka Nakua. That's the list.
There has to be more. Get out of here.
But did they go to BYU?
But someone Google wide receivers.
Hawaiian wide receivers from BYU. How many are there?
Why all at BYU?
Because that's where he went. He was born in Provo.
I don't. You know.
Are you looking up Hawaiian receivers?
I'm looking up. Yeah, just Hawaiians. In the NFL.
I can give you three for the entire
in general.
NFL. Well, maybe four.
Reggie Mawia?
Well, the him, Mariota, Tua, Puka Nakua, Paul Soliai. I'm out of the list.
Paul Soliai, what a great name.
Dolphins legend.
Yeah, but no wide receivers. Not Dolphin legend.
Yeah, Dolphin legend.
No, he's not.
Love that guy.
The name might be a Dolphin legend. He is not a Dolphin legend.
There's only 6 minutes left.
Paul Soliai.
Paul Soliai. I love Paul Soliai.
6 minutes to go. That's it. Great list.
We did that pretty fast. I got to say.
We did too fast.
Did you have a top five or you did that already?
I didn't do it. You're tired. I'm tired.
What was your top five?
It was top five potential matchups I'd like to see in the playoffs, but right now I'm stuck at three.
So you didn't do a top five. I'll tell you this, guys. We talked about it earlier. You know who else got a $2 million bonus yesterday?
Who?
Gardner Minshew.
For what?
He was 65% of the 2023 offensive snaps.
Really?
As soon as Richardson went down, Gardner Minshew
he knew he
was
cashed.
Like, let's go.
Did you guys see Shane Steichen, the Colts head coach, as Minshew was walking off the field, mouth, that's on you, it's your fault, on that final play? What are you doing?
It was his fault, though.
No, it wasn't.
It was a terrible pass.
No, it was catchable.
Well, actually, it's Steichen's fault. Because
it was a terrible call.
Dude, Jonathan Taylor's averaging like 9 yards a carry. What are you doing throwing to the undrafted guy?
He has 180 some odd yards on the ground.
Call.
It's fourth and inches, and you're not giving the ball to your best player.
That
it's
ball
ridiculous.
Should not have been dropped.
Agreed.
That ball should not have been dropped.
It was a bad, but he shouldn't even have been in that position. Give it to Jonathan Taylor. Right. Let him win the game.
But that's not on Gardner Minshew.
Right. That's my point.
It wasn't a great pass. But
I know, but the audacity to say, hey,
you're right.
It's on you,
right.
Not on me, for not calling a play for Jonathan Taylor. It's on you. It wasn't the best pass, but it was a catchable pass. That's all I'm saying.
It was catchable, but you got to give the ball to Jonathan Taylor.
Steichen looks like he drools. I mean, he does. Anyway.
I like that take.
You know who should be upset today? Nelson Agholor, because Nelson, for a $500,000 bonus, only needed 10 catches and 58 yards. He finished with 5 catches and 39 yards.
Hopkins had a similar thing there. I think he missed it by 3 yards.
You okay? What happened?
Hopkins did miss by 3 yards, but he had like a weird one. He did 7 catches, 49 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He had 7 catches, 46 yards, and 1 touchdown. So he needed like a 3-yard touchdown.
Oh, he needed a touchdown too? I don't know that.
Yeah. Well,
not so bad then.
Well, because on the broadcast, they were saying he needed 3 yards for $1 million bonus. For those three things, he would have gotten a $1.5 million bonus.
So he didn't miss $1 million, though.
Yeah, he did. He didn't get.
Jadeveon Clowney got one too, right?
You know who else didn't get a bonus yesterday? Austin Eckler, our friend Austin Eckler, needed 110 rushing or receiving yards. He finished with 10 rushing yards and 38 receiving yards. He had a rough season.
He did.
He had a rough season.
Individually and
Chargers
as a team.
Had a rough season.
Yeah, they had a tough season. Yeah. Belichick, baby. We'll see what happens.
Chris Jones had an exciting one. He got a $1.25 million bonus with 1 sack. Did you see his entire team celebrating with him running out on the field and everything?
Very cool moment.
Yeah.
Yep.
You think management hates that?
I've wondered that because
like,
if you're the coach, if I were the coach or if I was the quarterback, like you've seen the clip of Tom Brady famously where Gronk knows exactly what he needs for $1 million bonus. And he goes up to Brady on the sideline. He's like, hey, I need one more for a milli. And he keeps telling him. And then Brady's like, I got you. Cause what does Tom Brady care?
Right.
Yeah, if I'm the quarterback or whatever. And I think I'd like try to figure out what my, especially if it's offensive players,
right.
I try to figure out offensively what my players need and try to hook them up with those things to get the money.
When
and
I worked
then,
with,
and then like I wouldn't be like a star, so they'd release me probably for costing the team.
When I was when I worked at my last job and I worked with OJ McDuffie, he told me that was like what everybody loved about Dan Marino.
Pick up that.
Dan Marino would go into the last into the huddle,
right.
And he'd be like, "What do you guys need?"
Right.
And like if you needed three catches, he'd give you three right away, then go to the next guy. And then
I love
the next
that
guy.
Team player. If I was Arthur Smith, if I was a coach on the way out, I would say, hey, Anyone, show of hands. Who needs a bonus?
Right? Yeah. Well, you know what I do?
Everybody bring me your contracts. Let me see.
You know what I do if I was Arthur Smith and I'm on my way out and I'm doing that? I have the commission on that. I will get you your bonuses, 20% commission, because friends, I'm going to be unemployed after
this.
This
is the last ride right here.
No one's ever going to hire me again.
Exactly right. I'm going to need 20% of everyone's bonuses today, and I will guarantee that you will get it.
I thought Desmond Ridder was going to be good. I mean,
Desmond Ridder has this crazy ability to hit every DB right in the numbers when he throws an interception. Yeah. It's crazy.
It was odd to see Justin Fields. He was like saying goodbye yesterday after the game to Chicago fans.
Justin Fields, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Why'd you think of Derrick Henry's goodbye speech?
I liked it.
I mean, I love Derrick Henry, so. I mean, someone's going to get him.
Hey, guys, guess what? If we lived in a DraftKings state, I had three games that I would maybe wager some of my money on. This is Billy's Best Big Boards brought to you by. We're still waiting on a sponsor. I think we're running out of time for the season. Anyways, on the season, I am 25-19-1 if I lived in a DraftKings state, which I do not. But these are bets that I would maybe feel strongly about. The first one, 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Four.
Michael Penix Jr.
Okay, Michael Penix Jr., who was better than 80% of the quarterbacks I saw play yesterday in the NFL, over 1.5 touchdowns for tonight's game. I like that. I do. I like that a lot. One of two things will happen. It will be a shootout because Washington's defense is not great. The offense is. Or Michigan will be up, you know, a bunch, and Penix is just throwing the ball all over the field.
So yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair, so I'm going to take the over of 56.5 points.
Nice.
Washington has had some high-scoring games.
Right. Not buying into that Michigan defense, huh?
Nah.
Nah. And Alabama's offense is not great.
It's the national championship, man. Right. Anything can happen. Right. I wouldn't be surprised if we had like a 17-14 game.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You just took the over, though.
I know, but well, I
took it. But it can go either way, though.
Exactly right. Point toss.
That's why it's gambling, boys.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be. Hey, take 56.5 over, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's 17-14.
Exactly right.
Got it. Okay.
I don't live in a DraftKings state, so I don't have any money at stake here.
Well done by you.
Finally, Washington.
Thank you.
Plus 4.5.
Thank you. No, I love that pick because we have sat here, we have doubted Washington the entire season, just about every week. And what have they done every week? They've won football games.
Yes.
They're undefeated. We are going to doubt them even as they hold up the national championship trophy.
Well, I don't know that they're going to win, but I have them at plus 4.5. They could still lose.
Well, I'll say do it against Alabama and then do it against Georgia.
Interesting.
How about that?
You going to watch the game tonight?
I don't know.
It's late.
Well, it's in an hour.
It says it's 7:30. We'll see if that actually happens.
Why? What time are you thinking?
This is a 9:02 start if I've ever felt one.
Agreed.